have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
First, I need the national championship.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam. The morning after a wonderful victory over Florida Gulf Coast University, 113-70. A couple days after a wonderful 113-55 victory over Jackson State. Boys, this is one of my favorite podcasts of the year because we can just overreact like crazy. Nothing is an overreaction. Everything is justified in what we're about to say here when we're up, when we're 2-0. So go crazy today, fellas. Go crazy this morning. This is going to be a little bit of a lower episode for me. So y'all are going to have to carry. But yeah, this is my favorite 2-0 episode of the year.
I just want to say Brad was right, okay? David Mirkovich, really good. Keaton Wagler, really good. Okay. Kylan was asked in a press conference about the freshmen, and he said, these are the best freshmen I've ever played with. Right after he played with KJ and Will Riley last year. So let's overreact a little bit. These guys are awesome.
Johnny, please don't make eye contact with us while you're driving. Stop looking at me.
I just parked.
Oh, you're parked now. That's good. Got it. Okay. I see Johnny making very intimate eye contact with me as he's also driving down the street.
Is it illegal to podcast and drive? I haven't come across that one yet.
Officer. I can podcast. I just can't get pulled over.
I swear, David Mirkovich was wearing two different colored shoes. I wasn't seeing things.
The way he runs is special. It's special, man. It's special. He's like the galloping ghost. He's the high knees ref in player form. He's a special, special runner.
But Johnny, going back to your point, I think you think anyways, getting back on track to the two really important Florida Gulf Coast and Jackson State games. Go off a little bit more, King, about your overreactions.
I mean, Mirkovich doesn't look like a freshman out there. Like his body, his feel for the game, just so impressive. And then Keaton's shooting has been awesome. I know we always don't want to overreact with the first few games, given it's really inferior competition, but it just still looks a little different than other freshmen we've seen. So it's very, very exciting. And I was also super impressed with Big Z last night. I mean, the blocks were awesome. And Brad even said it, like Kofi was great in terms of like clogging up the paint and not people coming in, but he wasn't blocking shots like that. So adding another element to that is pretty exciting. And I did say on the preseason pod that if anything, Big Z is just insurance for Tommy. And that already came into fruition, unfortunately, with Tommy's knee injury. But it's so clutch when your backup center is that good. So it's very, very exciting to think what we could be at full strength.
Let's see how many overreactions we can do. I don't know if this is already overreaction number one or number two, but does Big Z remind you of a different rim protector we maybe faced in the last couple of years? I said it last night.
No. Don't go there.
Oh, is this because it's not an overreaction? Because it's not. It's
oh, right,
not,
right. You're overreacting.
It's not
you're
an overreaction.
Sorry.
It's,
all right. Can I guess
who you likened him to?
Go for it.
Luca Garza.
No.
Oh. Who?
No.
Like our rim protector or different?
A different rim protector that we faced in an NCAA tournament that drew us into 0-16, I believe, in the paint.
Cameron Krotwick?
No. I'll give you one more guess later in time.
We were memed about them last night.
What's his face? Donovan Klingon?
Yeah.
Donovan Klingon's a tall boy, though.
he is a. Please don't bring up beer.
Sorry.
I still don't feel good.
That was actually really off tall boys. From like Luke Garza. Those were like three very different guesses to
That's
get
okay.
to the right answer.
Yeah, I honestly was thinking you were talking about Edie.
No, he was talking about Klingon.
I was talking
about but you said it last night, and I remember that because I had three beers, and it was like when you said it last night, I was like, I actually believe that because like it seems like he was highly rated as a recruit. Like the Kentucky fandom was so involved into him. Like John Rotstein said he was the next somebody, and then he transferred to Arkansas and they hated him. But he looked back to his like full capabilities last night against a very inferior opponent. So we can overreact to that right now.
It's an overreact. I hope we don't have to overreact to Tommy's injury. I think Brad was a little, I didn't love the comments that Brad's, whenever someone says,
well, he said he's the toughest player that he's ever coached.
Okay, that's good. But whenever someone says they're not out for the year, that doesn't sound like a great injury. I feel like Brad mentioned that, like with Ty Rogers, like he's hopefully not out for the year. Probably very different injuries. Again, we didn't see Tommy get injured. So I guess that's a, is that a good thing? But I wasn't super pleased. I wasn't super optimistic.
No, the comments by Brad after the game made me extremely worried. And I have no optimism for him to come back like before January.
So it's definitely an injury and not like anything related to, or anything.
He said it was a knee injury. He had MRIs. You don't have MRIs for
your tonsils. Yeah.
Got it. Well, those tonsils are out of here. They've been ejected. I do feel really bad for Tommy. The poor guy just has not been able to stay healthy in his, you know, one plus season so far with Illinois. So,
do you know what overreaction we should not do?
I don't know, but you're going to do it.
No, I'm not doing it about Stojakovic. I have no opinion. He was just getting his feet under him. He was just getting his feet
in
under
his
him.
First 10 minutes until he started, you know, actually playing well.
Yeah, he played great. He missed three shots. I'm not overreacting.
Okay, got it.
It actually, it like legitimately seemed like he just wanted to like work on his contested like turnaround jumpers. It legitimately did not seem like someone who was like trying his best to like find quality shots. So I can live with that. Now's the time to do it.
I did fear that he might not get any separation against Power 5 opponents in it with his current knee situation. So hopefully it's just him getting his legs back. But if you're getting contested like that against Florida Gulf Coast, Texas Tech is going to be difficult. But
well, Illinois basketball's never like had a player return prematurely from mono or a concussion or any sort of injury.
Hey, this is different. It was nice to see him though. It was nice to see him get some reps before Tuesday. Yeah, maybe he was just kind of working out the kinks. Maybe Brad basically told him like just take shots, contested or not, he had the green light. So he's healthy, but the team continues to not be fully healthy. So we'll see who suits up on Tuesday. For Texas
I have a stat.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam, I know you have another fun stat for later, but Jason Jaxtus, I'm not going to get the name right once.
Jaxtus.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you said Jock.
Jaxtus. I'm going to ask the Zoom AI companion Stis. If that's what was said.
Right. Like hepatitis,
anyways,
like
he is going to have a really cool dunk every single game. Like, okay. That's just like, he's 2 for 2, one in each game. It's every, we should just expect it when he's on the floor.
Do you think he's going to play every single game?
Well, if Tommy's hurt, I think he has to.
Back up big minutes.
Yeah. Hey, we've also gone a little while here with not talking about Kylan, who put up like 31 and 10 last night. He was awesome. High. He was great. And he just kind of gets to the rim at will. Seems very like comfortable and not out of control in a way that's really exciting. And I think Robert wrote about it in his preseason preview where like he really should still just be a junior. And that's oftentimes where you see that like upperclassman leap. So Kylan being a first team all Big Ten guy this year would be very, very exciting. We just need someone else to have the ball.
That 5 for 5 would be so clutch for him.
Oh.
That like extra year. That'd be so, I mean, when I say him, I also mean us. Like him as a fifth year, like having him in 2 more years or having him next year would be, that'd be nuts.
That is like an, and that is a, I'm not gonna say NBA, but that is a professional basketball player body. that you'd be playing would be playing for you next year. That would be awesome. Is he
Yeah,
still
like
is he 21?
he's 20. He's
20.
20. But yeah, Sam, like we got so lucky with Trent, for example, that we got him for a fifth year just because of COVID. So same thing at year five of Kylan would be amazing.
Yeah, he's I feel like there's been a lot of like weird champagne recruits. Like, I mean, there's Michael Finke, Ray Rice, Tim Finke. But like he's kind of like the first like champagne guy who could like actually kind of like if he had another year, that'd be pretty sick,
Yeah, that's like all American
even though he
type
kind of
guy.
did
Yeah.
sort of balk first at the opportunity to be the hometown guy and went to Arizona. But that's okay. That's
Pour
okay.
one out. Pour one out for Jordan Caroline. Pour
Pour
one
one out
out
for Jordan
for
Caroline.
yeah.
You know, the Wolfpack wanted him more than we did. That's a pretty good list there. That was pretty good off the dome there, Sam.
There's got to be some others that I'm blanking on too.
There's got to be some. I'm sure. Oh man, it's too early for this. I don't
You
know.
guys
Yeah.
know you guys know Michael and Tim Finke's dad was the coach of I forget which high school, one of the Champaign high schools.
Champaign Centennial, I think.
I think it was Centennial.
Yeah, he also played quarterback at Illinois in the 80s, the Finke's dad.
That's a good call.
Wow, that's do you know who Mav Morgan's AAU coach was?
Was waiting for
I
that.
think
Dan Dokic. Damn.
was it
He's
Dan
doing
Dokic?
well. Yeah.
Right. He's doing. That
Yeah.
was a really interesting segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
A
cool.
really transition.
Is he still getting in it with the ex-mayor of Champaign? Was that like a whole thing?
Don Gerard, the Honorable Don Gerard.
The Honorable Don.
Wow,
Okay.
this has really gone into a rabbit hole.
This is
I
good. Well,
really
yeah,
just
this
wanted
is
to talk about Kylan so
the
we could
2-0
then
podcast.
transition to Maddie's favorite player on the team, who he recently discovered, and that's Blake. So, Maddie, you have the floor to really talk about him.
I don't have anything actually productive to talk about him. I just yeah, I think if you're gonna call, if Brad's gonna call a player like the first of all, the most athletic player he's ever seen, I think that's just such an unfair expectation for Blake to have to now live up to, right? I don't think Blake, like if I'm Blake, I don't want to hear that. I'm like, well, shit, now everyone thinks I'm the most athletic player ever. That is an unrealistic, unfair expectation. I know he's a shorter guy, relatively speaking. I think in the Jackson State game, he like missed a dunk or two. I'm like, that is not the trait of the most athletic player in the Brad Underwood tenure. And again, I don't blame Blake for that. That's not Blake's fault. But I love Brad Underwood hyperbole season. I think we could probably chill out on that hyperbole this year, Brad. But I was kind of hoping he got a few more. He didn't get as many minutes last night as he did against Jackson State, and that was kind of a bummer to
It
see.
was sad, but we were just commenting on how he looks like he's 15 years old, and he's so cute, you know?
He's so
He's
cute.
the
I was gonna say for his height, like I'm trying to think. I feel like it's not that typical to be able to dunk. Like,
How tall is he? What's he listed at?
I think he's listed at
six
like probably
feet flat.
six.
He's listed as 6 feet, but I think like announcers are saying he's
He
like
didn't look
very.
6 feet.
He does not look 6 feet
Yeah,
at
but
all.
because
So
he's
like
standing next to
anything,
dudes that are 6'8", like that, you know,
yeah. Like
like.
any like if you're 6 feet or under, like being in dunk range is like pretty impressive. Like Steph never dunks. I don't know if CP3's ever dunked. Like you've got hops if you're like going for it.
All right, then maybe the fact that he even got that close to dunking in a game, I take it back. Maybe he is the most athletic
They were,
player.
for the record, they were alley-oops. Okay, so it was some not the
Yeah, that
best
is true.
tosses from Jason, as opposed to David's missed dunk. That was a tough
Oh, last
scene.
night was a tough scene.
That
Oh
was a
boy, that
good
wasn't
bring
even
us back to
close.
reality sort of
Oh boy.
situation. But
Peacock was messing up the graphic when they said he was the first freshman to record a double-double. Right. I just want to
yeah,
clarify
they
that. Like,
also they like showed our graphic from 2 seasons ago and said Brad made the Elite Eight last year. Like
yes,
they
I
were
caught that
just
too.
and
Peacock,
they
their
said that
game.
we were the Fighting Irish. Are
Really?
we not?
Yeah.
Wow, Peacock. Figure.
Hey,
Look,
it's
they're doing
preseason for
better.
them. Yeah,
I
there we
want to
go.
see your
There we go. I was
Peacock.
gonna say they're doing better than like ESPN right now. I'd like it's a low bar to clear, but you know, better than YouTube TV, better than ESPN. But yeah, first freshman to record a double double in his first collegiate game. Not overall. Merez had
For
five
Illinois only.
for Illinois. Yeah, Merez had like five double doubles last year or something like that. So yeah, Peacock, we'll give you one more game. But yeah, that was not just a really really false stat. But well, that's cool with the Fighting Irish. Now that's how do you mess that up like that badly so many times?
There has to be like someone inputs it and then like it has to go for a review, I would assume. And someone just like didn't review it.
Okay. This fascinating stuff behind the scenes here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking like of how like that process would work, you
No, this
know?
is cool. I want to know how the sausage is made out of Peacock. I want to
Like
know how it
pretty
works.
sure it's, I'm not even kidding. Like I think like probably the people who do production, they're usually like contractors, and it's probably like the student you people. Like
Oh,
I don't think
okay. I'm
Peacock's like
glad we
bringing in.
expanded on it too.
I don't think Peacock's like, yeah, and we can kind of talk about, we can schedule separate time to talk about this, but I don't think Peacock is like bringing in special production people for Illinois, Florida Gulf Coast is my guess.
We were also saying that Scorebug, the 113 was snug in there. Okay. It was
Snug.
barely fitting in there.
Great transition.
Yeah.
Snug
Yes.
in there. You know who else has been snug in there the
Great
last
transition.
two games? Poor Coach Crocker, who left his comfortable, and I mean literally comfortable, position on the Colgate bench to get absolutely smushed to a T between Coach Orlando, who I know is a tall fella, who's got his legs at, 245 degree angles going out at the fullest possible angle, and then Coach Underwood on his left there. Coach Crocker is just smushed there into the middle. If he knew that this is what he was going to have to deal with for, 35, 38 games a year, I can't help but wonder if he maybe is starting to question his decision to come to Champaign. If you haven't seen this yet, in the next game on Tuesday, like, just look at the bench. Coach Crocker is just sardined, smushed, looking like the second one in the 113 there in the score from last night.
Yeah, no,
Yeah, it does.
go ahead,
It
Johnny.
does remind me of sometimes you'll go on the train or the bus and you're like next to a larger person and you kind of have to like change your angle, like the way that your back's facing so that you can kind of feel comfortable. And my guy is just like has absolutely no space. He looks
Poor
like he's in
guy.
the second row almost.
They have to
Really
be
does.
watching film and see that. Like you just like it's the first thing that I notice when I look at the bench. I don't look at anything else besides that because it's just so noticeable that he is like pretty much like I don't know, a sardine just in between both of them.
Yeah, I was thinking like I would hate to be, seated next to Orlando Antigua on a plane. But then I was like, wait a minute, I would love to be seated next to Orlando Antigua on a plane. I would talk to him for 2 hours. I would
Yeah.
annoy bother the shit out of him for 3 hours about Illinois basketball. So yeah, so poor Coach Crocker. Hopefully we can get him a little bit more space than last night.
Do you, I was gonna say, do you think when we play Colgate on Friday, he's gonna like get a bit of an upgrade? It's like, you can't embarrass me in front of my boys. Like,
He gets like he gets to like
I'm trying
meets
to,
he can sit wherever he wants.
yeah, I'm trying to think like what like the real life equivalent of this is. Like,
you're in the middle seat and there's two larger on the plane and you have to
it's
sit
your
there.
former team. It's like you gotta like you
Oh.
can't like embarrass yourself in front of your. I don't know,
Is this when
but
Coach Eberflus sat in on the offensive meetings when the Bears played the Cowboys this year, when the Bears put 40 like 45 points up on the Cowboys? Is that hopefully not the equivalent of that?
hopefully it's
Yeah,
like a
hopefully
Ryan
not.
Walters situation where he was then calling offensive plays against Illinois last year. So Cameron Crocker might be doing both
I don't want it to
against
be a Ryan Walter
Colgate.
situation in which like he gets fired at the end of the year, though. You know, like I really hope there's like he's good.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting fired. I think the
I mean, look at
team
the
is just gonna,
defense is so good.
yeah.
Giving up like 50 to, so we're giving up 57. We gave up 70 to, how many Big Ten games will we give up less than 70 points?
It depends. We play with so many possessions now that like
I'm being largely facetious, obviously, but yes, it's just funny because like you will hold a quad four opponent to like 70 points, and then we'll be locked into a matchup with like, I don't know, Purdue, and it'll be like 44 to 43. So yeah, I'm excited for the Colgate game. That's our Oakland podcast
we almost had an
game, right?
Oakland pod last
I was
night.
gonna
We almost
say,
That would have been wonderful.
We were going to do one if Purdue had lost.
Correct.
To, that would have been so fun. Anyways, we've gotten this far and we haven't talked about the history that happened in State Farm Center last night.
That is true. First time ever.
First time ever. Big deal. Where were
Josh
you?
And Sam, do you know what we're talking about?
Where were you?
I think I know, but I'm
one time when we get
there. My brain's
where
ready.
Were you when the first ever challenge occurred in
oh,
the
challenge.
history of Illinois basketball? When Coach Pat Chambers, which, by the way, which way does 11 go? It was in the first half, right? I think it was in the first half, an out-of-bounds call. Which, by the way, we should talk about the logistics of it because it's so different from football. And football, when you potentially, especially if you're on offense, you have maybe like 40 seconds plus to decide if you want to review it. Your iPad guy in the back has to be just like immediately deciding if you want to challenge it or not. You, especially if the other team is about to inbound it, you might have like 10 seconds or less to decide if you want to challenge it. So it's going to be super interesting to see how teams decide to deploy their challenge and how sort of aggressive they want to be with it.
One might say they have 5 seconds to inbound the ball, you know?
Yes, but do you think that it might take a couple seconds for the ref to get the ball and for the players to
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
get in?
I get what you're saying. What we were saying last night was that, like, the guy who's on the iPad behind the game is, like, watching. Like, I'm assuming, like, given that Illinois has the resources, they just have iPad guy who's sitting there watching the game on tape delay by, like, 5 seconds. And he has to make the determination just watching it on TV if he's making it. But like, he's going to hear all these cheers and he's going to be like, wait, I'm behind. Like, I don't know what's happening. You're spoiling like what's happening next.
Right. Right. So
I would
is
do that
allowed?
Job, to be honest. I would
is
do that
allowed?
Job.
I don't know if they're, you want to be the iPad kid, Josh?
I would love to be the iPad
grab,
guy.
You got games on that thing?
What are you asking?
Is
that allowed?
Why not be paid to do what you already do? Is it allowed to like, are you allowed to like have someone on your bench like with an iPad or like?
I think that's, they've got, I don't know if they've got
like,
a live feed, but they have
Rad
an iPad. Yeah.
Brad was turning around looking at a guy for one play, like to see if he wanted to challenge it for that exact situation. So there's definitely a person watching the game.
That iPad has to be like wired in or something. Cause like the actual delay otherwise would be like way too long, I feel like.
Like, you think they have a live camera that just feeds to that iPad?
Like something. Like if you're watching any broadcast, like there's no way you're seeing it in time, I feel like.
Yeah.
Is that a better view than the coach watching the ball go out of bounds? Like if you're watching.
No, it's just
games
like,
that...
it's maybe like a second view. I don't know.
By
like
the
I'm
time
assuming if
the
Brad
replay...
sees a call that like he's going to challenge, like he's going to do his opinion first before looking at iPad guy.
Yeah, but if it's a live feed of the game, by the time BTN does a replay and it's like, oh shit,
right,
that's definitely out of bounds, like it's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do you
again,
think they'll so. Do like? Do you think there'll be like leeway for coaches to do the annoying thing where they like put their hand up for a sec to like?
Oh,
Like they
like
do
in
in
baseball.
baseball.
Yeah.
Like that's gonna get a little annoying.
It is gonna be interesting because I think you're gonna see teams for sure try to milk it a little bit.
It's
yeah.
not on
and
fouls, right?
No, it's out of bounds.
It
goaltending.
Can be fouls if they're outside of the cylinder for like a block charge.
Oh, restricted zone.
Like
yeah,
something,
yeah.
something objective.
But what if they're like the charge block is like determination? Oh, it's you're saying just specifically if they're out of that.
Yeah,
like it's in the restricted zone.
But it's not like saying if someone like slaps someone in the hand, but they actually got ball.
I don't think so. I think it has to be.
It's probably too.
The graphic said restricted. I don't know. So the graphic said the graphics were all messed up on Peacock last night. So who knows? But I think it mentioned the restricted area.
I'm legitimately watching highlights now to like see if I can see someone on the bench who.
Take a look at Coach Crocker.
There's
you can find
people
him.
Behind FGCU's bench in green. I assume that's because we're the Fighting Irish, but I don't see anyone with an iPad yet.
Interesting. It could be hidden.
It could be. Or just like, this is shitty quality too. We'll get to the bottom of it.
We will figure it out. So cool. So history in the State Farm Center last night. Where were you the first? You know, these are the things, you know, the first last year. I know Johnny's a big fan of this. The first 2 minute timeout last year. Big one. The first challenge, right? These are historic moments that we live for. That was it for me in terms of like historical moments from last night. Did you guys have any other like big historical sort of like moments that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know. I think to answer your question, where were you? Three of us were at Finley Dunn's, which was packed for a Florida Gulf Coast game, which reminded me we were just like a basketball school. That was a lot of fun to already just be with so many people watching Illinois celebrating. It was a ton of fun. But as far as other notable things, have we ever scored 113 points in back-to-back games? I feel like that's got to be a record, but I think we might have to score 113 points against Texas Tech.
So let's talk about that game.
Yeah. We're going to be facing the third best player we play this season, maybe the best in Texas
Tech. Third best?
So I was giving Braden Smith and TKR probably, like, since they're most likely first-team All-Americans, like, the benefit of the doubt there. But I think this is the third best player we might be playing all season in JT Toppin. He was a consensus second-team All-American. Am I reading his Wikipedia page? Maybe. But he is...
To know that
he's really good, really, really good. He scored 31 last night, like Kylan. He's a good basketball player.
They I'm not gonna say struggled, but you know, they were locked in with Sam Houston State in the first half there. Obviously, they ended up pulling away by like 20 points. So hey, should be real fun on Tuesday. It's so interesting going just like from these little cupcake quad four games and just like boom immediately. I'm so curious for some of these European guys who maybe haven't played like a big time college basketball game, what this is going to be like for them just going from like, again, kind of lower level competition to just boom playing like a top 10 team in Champaign, you know, like a week and a half in your season.
I mean, Mirkovich said the best environment he'd ever played in was the Illinois State exhibition game. So the juices are going to be flowing for this Texas Tech game.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
Goodness.
I am happy it's home. I mean, you got the State Farm crowd like supporting you. You have that first row of Orange Crush actually clapping and jumping around, which is great. No comment on the rest of
it. Oh, it's not. It seemed like it was a winner. It's not a winner break game. I mean, with what Crush looked last night, I thought it was winner break.
But like, shout out that first row, the Orange Crush leaders. You guys are doing your job. You continue to keep it up.
I feel like the signs are getting better. Like the posters back in our day, like the posters were not as good.
They were literally chairs.
It was chairs. I feel like the only good sign or poster was like the Fran DefCon 1. Like that was a classic.
Yeah.
I saw a Jake Davis prom cut out.
Yeah,
that was a pretty good one.
That was good.
That's a really
good. You got the
one.
European Brad look.
We got the European Brad. We got the European David when he was, with his like Montenegro jersey or his SC Derby jersey.
I'm pretty sure David is European.
Is super mega so bet.
It's just David.
What? I'm sorry.
You said European David. He's
his like, European jersey when he was playing in Europe.
I know.
Sam,
Maddie,
I'm trying. Maddie. I'm trying.
I'm giving you a hard time.
I'm trying. I'm stoked. Again, we're going basically non-con is snip, snap, snip, snap back and forth between quad one, quad four. You flip a coin, either you have like a top 10 matchup or you have like a top 300 matchup. So like snip, snap, here's our first snap.
I'm definitely a little concerned given our roster health. Like just you're relying on a lot of guys, like no Tommy probably. Still no Mihailo. Like it's fine when you're playing quad four games to not have like a deep bench, but like it might wear on us in the end of the second half with really like a short rotation. So I'm definitely nervous. I don't know about you guys.
Get ready for like 36 minutes from Big Z. Get ready for 40 minutes. Is Kylan going to play 40 minutes on Tuesday? Get ready for
probably.
JT, like he may destroy us, but at least we like, I don't know if we match up well with him, but we have a lot of size on the floor in general, which probably helps. Like I would rather him than like maybe an IO type guy, but yeah, it's gonna be tough. And we might need Jason Jaxtus in there to literally just eat some fouls on him.
Jaxtus.
He might go in and just eat fouls.
We haven't had to like deal with like anyone getting into foul trouble yet, which I foresee to be an issue come Tuesday. Cause I imagine the European whistle is a little different than the Big 10 or Big 12 officials who are gonna be in Champaign.
Are they gonna
Oh
call
man,
tight?
you just gave me flashbacks to that one KJ game against Michigan State
Oh my
where he
God.
played like 5 minutes, and this cannot happen to David. Okay, David. Okay, because he's like the size that you want guarding JT Toppin. So hopefully Brad is telling him like, we need you to play this game, David. We cannot have you making dumb fouls, being out of position, because they'll call it. Ugh.
That
This is
was this
so
is the
frustrating.
first game where it's like you're gonna find out like how guys react in like situations where they actually like are kind of forced to be smart and situational. Like first two games, you're kind of just like messing around. You don't have to worry too much about fouls, and now it's like, are you gonna have a Kipper Coleman type situation on your hands?
Well,
Are you
hey,
with?
well, good news is even if they are smart with it, they get two fouls in the first half. They're sitting. All right. We
True.
know that.
I mean, besides just the fouls, like I feel like the last two games, like David and David, and what are you shaking your head at? I'm gonna have troubles with names this year. It's just a given. People were loose with the ball on like passes. Like there was more turnovers from just like errant passes throughout the entire games. But like I think like during those games you want to try to test to see where your players can get to. And I'm nervous for those.
The full court underhand throw from David. I think that was a good one to get out of his system.
I think they know that that's not going to fly, within in a quad one game like that. Yes, it is nice the game is at home. Illinois doesn't play like a true like road game. You guys know the first true road game is Tennessee in just in a month from now.
But it's gonna be considered a neutral spot.
Oh wait,
Because it's in
It's in
Nashville.
Nashville,
Oh, that's right.
semi
So
road.
technically it's semi road, and I'm gonna call Madison Square Garden, semi road. But the first true road game is not till December 9th against Ohio State. So it does give these
And they
guys a
don't
little bit
even
more
have a
time.
student section, so it's fine.
The O, what are those, like the ozone or something? The O,
It just doesn't exist. You
Q,
never
the.
see it on TV.
Okay, well, I'm sure the Ohio State football podcast is probably saying the same shit about us right now for football.
Well, no,
So,
our football like student section is clearly defined, just completely away from the stadium.
it's like, how do we just make a football stadium and have a student section, but like, let's just put it as far away as possible. It's just
Correct.
far away as possible, so no one sees the card stunts. So yeah, that is actually a somewhat of a neutral site against Tennessee. So you don't play a true road game until December 9th, which is maybe not that difficult of an environment to play in. Then you go home. You're home versus Nebraska. Mizzou again is semi. Then you go, oh boy, January. I know we're looking ahead, but I'm just looking at road games. That January 3rd Penn State game. That's a road game of all road. That's the most road game of our lives,
Well, but
right
it's
there.
also semi road because
It's worse.
it's
It's
at the
worse than a road.
Palestra.
I know, but it's worse than a road game. It's worse than a road game. The Palestra is a house of
And we've
horrors
all
there.
been to the Palestra, so like we know that it's just like a very intense crowd.
I have been to the Palestra, yeah.
Sam, you were not
Is
with
it
us.
so Penn State's gonna play a road game at the Palestra, which will probably not have like much of a crowd because it's Penn State basketball, not near campus. And that's gonna count as a home game for Penn State. And then
Correct.
we are going to go to New York, where there'll probably be a lot of UConn fans. We're gonna go to Nashville, where there's probably a lot of Tennessee fans. To be fair, Alabama's going to come to the UC where there's going to be a lot of Illinois fans, and those are going to be neutral site games. It's
We will be
very
there.
interesting. Yeah, we will be there. It's very
And
interesting.
for Penn State, after that loss to UMBC, that's going to be interesting to see how they
Sure.
rebound 2 months later. You guys saw that. Did we talk about that here? That graphic? The Penn
We
State
talked
U
about it last night,
the
but
Penn
yes,
where
not
like
on the pod.
UMBC tweeted that they beat, Penn State with the Penn State logo, but it's whatever Penn State Harrisburg or Penn State Allentown or whatever, IUPUI or whatever. I know we're getting way too far off, but the Bama game is going to be an awesome. That's going to be a home environment. I mean, it's in Chicago. It's essentially a home game for Illinois, a 20,000 person home game.
That
So.
would be so cool if for some reason we had our court at the United Center. I don't know why we would, but that'd be cool.
You know what
Yeah,
would
that
be
would be
even
cooler?
awesome.
Let's use the NBA Cup Bulls court for that game and just
No one
blind.
knows where the lines are.
Is it a two? Is it a three? Is it an NBA three? Is it a college three? If you shoot it from the Larry Larry O'Brien trophy logo, that's at least 3 points. So
But yeah, that game's going to be fun. It's great to be like, hey, Illinois is actually back where people in Chicago want to go to the UC to go to games, because I think we played Ohio State there maybe like 2018 and it was empty. So
That was early Brad Underwood chaos full court press defense days. Those were dark
seven
days.
Seconds, get the ball to the cutter, score it quickly. I don't know about you guys. I have just a bad relationship with like Illinois Revenue Sports just playing in Chicago. Like, I think like Illinois, like Soldier, when I think Illinois playing in Chicago, I just think like Soldier Field. I think South Florida. I just have such a yucky relationship with it of like, we're trying to get people to go to games. Like, we don't need to do it anymore. I know this is different. Obviously, it's a different sport. This is going to be like a raucous environment against Alabama. It's going to be like 98% Illinois fans. But I still feel like I have such a yucky relationship with Illinois playing home games anywhere outside of Champaign.
We haven't been good at the United Center either. Like, we almost lost to UIC there. We didn't really do anything in the Big Ten tournament last time I was there.
We played a game our like sophomore or junior year of college there, where there was it was like a four team thing where there was like,
did we play BYU?
Yes,
am I making that up?
yes, we did play BYU.
And we also played Oregon there once, I feel like. Am I making that up?
That I don't remember. BYU,
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't have
lost.
Any.
We lost
I don't
to
have
Oregon.
anything. Yeah. Like, nothing. There's nothing good that stands out.
No, no. So hopefully we have fun against a commuter school in the United Center on November 19th there. We will be there. Get your tickets. If you're listening, you're in Chicago. Tickets are at a pretty reasonable price right now. I'm seeing, you know, tickets in the 300 level for like $40. So, yeah, come on down. It's a Wednesday night. The game starts at 8, so you'll be done with work. Should be a good time.
Brad did say something hilarious about the Palestra going back to that game, where he said, I'm excited to play there. I've never played there before, and I'm relieved because I thought I was going to have to schedule it against Fran to be able to play there.
That is funny. So, they had a big win against, oh God, not Ryder. I saw they won by like 30 points last night, so... That's my friend comment of
the
the
Rowan.
That's Penn basketball.
This is Penn basketball. Okay. Anything else? Again, any other huge overreactions that you guys want to overreact to? Because again, when you're 2-0 and you score 113 in back-to-back games, with you know still Mihailo injured, no Tommy, no Brandon, a banged up Andre.
Did we know the eligibility of both?
We didn't. Yeah.
So just like they both were in the same league. And I'm not saying the names on purpose because you guys are just going to laugh at me.
David and Mihailo. Yes.
They were in the they played in the same league.
The ABA.
But one's a sophomore, one's a freshman.
One is like considerably more professionally experienced.
Is that a play?
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
But like
it doesn't make sense.
But isn't it like saying like I'm on a like a two-way deal in the NBA? Versus like a full-time roster spot, which is Mihailo versus David.
First of all,
what's
good
the
job
difference
there? Second,
what's up?
Mihailo?
Good
it, right?
job in the pronunciation
it's
there.
It's Mihailo.
It's I think it's Mihailo.
This is gonna be fun. All right,
no one's
Ty
gonna
Rogers.
Listen to this podcast.
Ty Rogers.
So number 77 on Illinois. Yeah,
exactly. The galloping Mihailo.
The gallopingest.
It would be so great if David was 77, because then we could actually do the galloping ghost.
Do you guys remember when they did those updated renderings of Ubbin after it was going to be renovated, and they showed like a locker room and someone was number 77, and I think even Robert was like, this is just like so out of touch, like basketball players in college can't wear 77 right now, and now it's changed.
Yeah, he was also upset because as a landscape architect, he was just like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, there were some...
no
some
elevators.
There.
Where are the elevators?
The like, spiral staircase.
Why don't we just have a stripper pole that goes down from the office just right down to the practice court so Brad and Shauna can just slide right down and get to practice in 8 seconds or less. That would be awesome. I wish Coach Bielema had one of those. Could you imagine Coach Bielema interacting with just...
I actually can't. I cannot imagine that.
But you're thinking about it now. I've got it rendering up there in your head. You're thinking about it.
Wait. I promised that we would address one thing. Mm-hmm. Would you guys consider anyone on the basketball team currently cringe?
No.
Not yet.
Nope. We're 2-0.
We're 2-0. Like, even if they're posting TikToks or.
You gotta understand, these kids are 18 through Mihailo's what, 43? 18 through 43. Like, these guys are Gen Z or Gen Alpha, whatever. I'm not Gen Alpha. Like, this is a very different generation now. This is what the youth do. The youth post stuff on TikTok. It's not cringy. This is what the fellow kids do. I don't think it's that cringy.
And like after a loss, you just know that this one of their TikToks is gonna go viral. But then like we could do the exact same thing to any school because they will have players doing the exact same dance or whatever they're doing as a TikTok, but like not cringe. I agree.
Who's cringy on our team?
Stojakovic.
Why?
I'll send you a TikTok.
Oh my God, he made a TikTok, guys.
Andre does have that like pretty boy face.
Yeah.
So,
He's got like the hair, like
yeah, he's
TikTok
got the
hair.
hair. And then you could be like, oh, my dad is a former NBA player. Like, there's a few pinpoints for sure.
Yeah,
So,
boy.
you got to know that. But
Trent, I think like Trent was doing it, Coleman was doing it. So, like,
they were kind of the
it's,
OGs.
yeah,
Those like
like,
locker, those fun little locker room dances after the wins. See, it's fun after you win, but then the
which,
old people after loss are like, why are they? It's the classic, why are you wasting your time filming TikToks? You could be playing basketball, right? Like that.
watching film,
You could
yeah.
be watching film, exactly.
But to Sam's point, Trent Coleman, both pretty good players. So
Both? Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And they had like Terrence was in one. Even Dane was in one. Like if Dane can TikTok, like no one's too tough to
One's
TikTok.
too tough to talk. Yeah, it turns out, guys, that's what like 20-year-olds do now is they like post on social media. It's like probably not that big of a deal. So you know what? If my point guard wants to be cringy, that's fine. My guard can be cringy. Cool. Any other overreactions? Again, this is the only time we can do this because there's obviously a
Unless we
chance.
beat Texas Tech by a
Unless we
lot.
beat Texas
Oh,
Tech,
then we can really
then we
only.
can then there it's not an overreaction. It's just a reaction, right? Then it's all fair. But right now everything's an overreaction.
Can I actually give you just a one reaction? And it's not an overreaction, it's purely just reporting a number.
Oh,
And
I was
that's.
going to say we made it the whole episode. I thought we were going to go the whole episode.
Oh,
No,
I thought we were going to go the whole episode. Oh my God.
We're third in KenPom.
Yep, it's not
So.
too early.
It's just purely a reaction. Just the data and the numbers suggest that we are the third best basketball team in college basketball. So,
Without half our starters, so if you get once everyone gets healthy, I'm forecast you're forecasting that number to rise by a couple.
exactly.
Oh my
They haven't
God.
even seen Mihailo play yet, so.
They don't even know what Mihailo's gonna do. Cool. All right. Well, Tuesday night should be fun or not. Yeah, good podcast, boys. Nice little Saturday morning here,
Josh, are you as a Newcastle fan, are you rooting for Texas Tech?
What?
Because oil money.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with that. No, I'm not. I'm
Okay.
actually rooting for Illinois.
Thank you for clarifying your rooting.
He
Breaking
asked.
news,
The Illinois fan and podcaster, Josh, is rooting for
Oh,
Illinois. This is
oh
crazy.
yeah.
He just likes oil money, seems, so I wasn't sure.
Oh yeah. All right. Nice job, boys. Good episode. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Boardroom. ILO.